Shavua Tov, Kutavach. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, this morning's Sedra, Parshas Yisro. Two essential parts of the Parsha. We have the Aseres Hadibros, Ten Commandments, and prior to that, the story of Yisro and his giving advice to Moshe Rabbeinu how to set up a judicial system for Klal Yisrael. And the Torah tells us, Vayar Yisro, Yisro sees what's going on, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is not going to work. It says, Vayar Hosein Moshe es kol asher hu ose la'am. Yisro sees everything that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. What does ose la'am mean? It means what he's doing to the people. What do you mean what he's doing to the people? He's doing for the people. He's not doing to the people. He's not banging them over the head. He's serving the people by serving as chief judge and adjudicating the disputes between litigants. So what does the pasuk mean when it says es kol asher osel la'am? Furthermore, vayomer ma hadavar hazeh asher ata osel la'am, says the pasuk again. Yisro continues, what are you doing to the people? Madu ata yoshev levadecha, why are you sitting by yourself and the people are standing all day and all night? So what exactly is Yisro point? Moshe Rabbeinu responds, people are coming to be judged, etc. But what's Yisro's essential point? He clearly is rebuking or giving some type of reproof to Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you doing to the people? So what is his concern? So Rashi says very clearly that Yisro is Yoshev Kimelech, that Yisro says about Moshe that Moshe is Yoshev Kimelech. The Moshe is sitting like a king, the chulan omdimva, and everybody there is standing. All the people that are waiting to be judged in their litigation, in their disputes, they're standing. The huksha hadavar li Yisro, and Yisro had a problem with this. Shahaya mizalzel b'chvodan shel Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu in this setup was denigrating the dignity and honor of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Yisro was giving rebuke to Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is a powerful, powerful statement over here. Yisro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not right. It's not right. The people are standing. And just reading the simple pshat of the psukim, he says, you're sitting and the people are standing all day and all night. He was chas al kvodan shel Yisrael, concerned of the people. And to take it even further, not just the human dignity, but a little bit of the tzara, the pain, the suffering, that people have to sit, stand all day and all night while Moshe Rabbeinu is waiting in judgment. So Moshe Rabbeinu responds. Moshe Rabbeinu responds to the rebuke. And he says, listen, this is how it works with a judicial system. The people come, they seek out the word of Hashem, and I have a shafatati, and I judge them. And Yisro responds, all well and good. You might be justified. You might have a good reason. It might not be, it's not just an excuse, but it's a real solid reason behind what you're doing. Nevertheless, lo tov hadavar asher ata oseh. Not good what you're doing. It's not good. The people are standing. The people are in pain. The people are in suffering. The people are, the people have to stand all day and all night. This isn't right. Kvodan shel Yisrael is at stake over here, the dignity of the people, and I feel for them. So while your explanation might be 150,000% correct, it's problematic. And so we have to come up with another solution in order to get to the same goal of judging Klal Yisrael, of dealing with the litigation and the disputes without compromising on Kvodan shel Yisrael, on the dignity of the people. And so then Yisro gives his basic outline. Moshe Rabbeinu accepts it. And this is something extraordinary. There's a profound message over here. Because what is it that was so significant about Yisro that Moshe Rabbeinu accepts his rebuke? He accepts the rebuke. At the end of the day, Yisro's advice is what sets the prototype for the judicial system for Klal Yisrael. And I would suggest that it all boils down to one word, Vayar Yisro, or two words. What Yisro saw. Yisro had the capability to notice, not to be indifferent to those around him. And this capability of re'iyah, of noticing, is the midah, the attribute of Hashem himself.
to be able to notice others, to be able to notice the discomfort of others, and to be able to notice what the sensitivity of others, to be able to notice more broadly in life, not just in this particular situation, but in life in general, the ability to notice and not to be indifferent, whether it is to other individuals, whether it is to the blessings in one's life, whether it is to the existence of the divine presence. It is the ability to notice and not be indifferent. Many people go through life just sort of riding the wave and experiencing life without being mindful of the experience that they're going through. This ability to notice, then the Amida of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And how do we know it? Because go back to the very first psukim of the Sefer Bereishis. Pasuk tells us, Bereishis bar Elokim asah shamayim va'aretz. Hashem created the heavens and the earth. And then Pasuk Dalet, the Torah tells us, Vayar Elokim es ha'or, that Hashem saw. You know, Hashem created the light, and then he saw the light which he created, and Vayar Kitov. And he saw that it was good. Now, this is a very strange statement. Hashem created the light. He knew what he said. He knew what he created. He knew that it was good. What does it mean? Vayar, that he saw that it was good. It's like Hashem all of a sudden had an aha moment. He all of a sudden was like, oh, wow, I didn't realize this was good. Aha, this is good. Clearly, that's not what's going on. And yet, that's how the Pasuk reads. The Pasuk seems to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflect on what he did, and it was like all of a sudden he realized, wow, that's really good. But that's obviously not the case at all. What does it mean, Vayar Elokim Kitov? So the Ramban, dealing with that problem, says, when Hashem says, Vayomer, that God said, let there be light, that is the moment of creation. Vayar, when it says that he saw what it was and it was good, that's a moment of Kiyum, of God establishing this for permanent, for longevity. In other words, we start with a moment of inspiration, and that moment of inspiration has to be followed through something which gives it permanence, durability, to be long-lasting. So that's how the Ramban deals with that problem. It's not an aha moment. All of a sudden, Hashem looked around and said, oh, wow, that's interesting. That's good what I did. But I think that there's another way to answer this, to explain this pasuk. It's based on what the Ksav, the Kabbalah, says. Vayar Elokim, God saw the light. Ki tov. What does ki tov mean? So it means he saw that it was good. No, doesn't mean he saw that it was good. The word ki can mean because. And here's how the pasuk reads. Vayar Elokim, ki tov, because he, Hashem, is good. Hashem saw it. Hashem noticed it. Hashem models the behavior of reflecting on what we have before us. And this midah of seeing, of noticing, is precisely because, key, because Hashem is good. Hashem is the ultimate good. Hashem is the ultimate and complete and total good. The ability to notice and reflect, the ability to notice and be grateful, the ability to notice the pain, the suffering, the sensitivity, the discomfort of another human being, the ability to notice the needs of another. That is the divine attribute of Re'iyah. Vayar Hashem, God saw, Vayar Elokim, God saw Kito because he was good. That's what allowed him, as it were, to see. And bringing it back to Yisro, that's exactly what Yisro did. Vayar Chosen Moshe, Yisro, the father-in-law Moshe, exhibited the divine attribute of Re'iyah, of noticing, not being indifferent to the discomfort, to the pain, to the suffering of others. Yisro noticed there was a problem here. And he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're sitting and they're standing all day and all night. And Yisro says, this is not right. Chas al kvodan shel Yisro, he's concerned about the dignity of the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and says, no, I have a good excuse for this. I have an excellent explanation. And Yisro's response is, lo tov hadavar hazeh. It's still not good. You might be right. You might be justified. Excellent explanation, but it's not good. And therefore, I'm going to provide you a workaround. I'm going to provide you another way to accomplish the goal of being Dan Klal Yisrael without stripping them of their dignity. That's the godless of Yisro. That's the amazing quality of Yisro. And that's why the story of Yisro
precedes in the text the story of Har Sinai, of the Aseres HaDibros, because it is this midah of being able to notice the needs, the sensitivities, the discomfort of others, the ability to notice the presence of Hashem, the ability to notice the blessings in my life. All that is the ability to notice is the predicate for Matan Torah. It is the essential foundation. It is what is required before we even get to Matan Torah. And that's why the story of Yisro precedes Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros, at least in the printed text. Because from a spiritual perspective, this Midah of Re'iyah is the predicate, it is the foundation and the basis. Once you have that in place, Anochi Hashem, Lo Yiyalcha, Shabbos, Ahin, Aher, Lo Sachmor, all good things. But it's got to start with the notion of being able to notice. Yisro noticed the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Yisro noticed the godless, the greatness of Hashem and his intervention with Klal Yisrael by Kriyas Yamsuf, Amalek, and Yisro noticed the discomfort and the needs of Klal Yisrael in this moment. This is the greatness of Yisro. This is why it precedes Matan Torah, and this is the challenge of every Jew, to be able to rise to the level of a Yisro, to be able to model and mirror the Midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the quality, the attribute of clarity of vision, the ability to notice. A good Vach, Shavua Tov to all.